Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show, continuing the conversation from the White House. So many fascinating individuals to talk to. My next guest is Mark Short. He is the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, our good friend from Indiana, former talk radio host. You see, anything's possible, Mark. You know, someday you could be my chief of staff.
And well, you could be vice president, absolutely.
There you go. I don't know that that's going to work out. For me. It's always, what are you laughing at? Yeah, the crowd's laughing at me, but it's okay. Tell me about, Mike Pence from Indiana. And when you get to our part of the country, the Great Lakes states, I'm in Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. You start looking at the Great Lakes states and saying, you know, this USMCA, this is a critical piece of legislation because nobody trades more with Canada than we do. Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, without these pipelines for goods and services to Canada opening up more, it's going to be detrimental to it, is it not?
Steve, it's a great deal for Michigan. Obviously, we believe it's a great deal for the entire United States, but there's certain states that benefit even more. And as you say, Michigan not just trade with Canada, but the reality is that a lot of auto manufacturing, auto supply manufacturing moves south of the border after NAFTA. What USMCA does is it provides protections for workers that provide equivalent wages. So it's actually also very good for auto manufacturing and laborers across Michigan, too. And you know, there's also additional dairy opportunities for many in the upper Midwest that have been denied access to markets in Canada. So that's another benefit to those states. And those states, as you know, Steve, not just from an economic perspective, but from a political perspective, were essential to 2016.
I think Certainly they were.
A lot of us, including myself, were skeptical about how's this map going to come together. And I think, as you said, the vice president being a governor in the Midwest, he could see that frustration that so many voters had about lack of response from Washington, D.C. And when Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin fell, that was the opening for Donald Trump.
No question. And Ivy and I, we drove across Ohio and Michigan and parts of Indiana about the 1st of July of 2016, and you were seeing the hand-painted signs. You were seeing the Trump-Pence signs hand-painted on barns and pieces of plywood, and people taking the time not to just go get a yard sign, but to buy paint and to paint the side of a barn or whatever they're doing. There was a movement. We called it in July of 16, saying there's something going on here that they're not paying attention to. And as we know, Hillary Clinton didn't even bother to show up. You know, she said, we got this. We've always got them. And they didn't, because the Democrat Party has walked away in large part from labor, from the middle class working American. And in the last year, I haven't seen the new Congress reclaim any of that ground. I've seen them over here talking about phone calls and who might have, you know, been on the phone call. Nonsense. People in my district don't care about that. It's a district won by Donald Trump by 7 points. Alyssa Slotkin won it by less than 4 points in 2018. Those 33 districts are vulnerable across this country, aren't they?
Steve, they are. And I have a similar story that even though I was on the campaign in 2016, I confess that I was a doubting Thomas for much of that campaign. The first time I called home to my wife was Labor Day weekend in eastern Ohio when the vice president met up with the president for a Labor Day parade. And the thousands of people that came out to this tiny town, you could feel the energy and enthusiasm. And you're 100% right. There was a frustration among many voters across the middle of our country that felt that they were no longer represented in Washington, D.C., and they wanted change. And that's what this president and this vice president have delivered. And this is one of the promises that this president made, is he said, I'm going to lower your taxes. I'm going to help rebuild our military. I'm going to help fix our immigration problem. I'm going to help build this infrastructure on the border. But he also said, I'm going to get trade deals done. And this is a substantial new trade deal for America, and it helps to protect our workers. And it's one more campaign promise that he's delivering on.
Well, there's a lot of them. The First Step Act, reforming the Veterans Administration. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Right to Try Act. All of these things that are extremely important to Americans. I watch Alyssa Slotkin came in with all of this promise. But I think the biggest ticket since Willy Wonka is going to be the 17 Democrats that beg Nancy Pelosi for a chance to vote no on impeachment, because they're in those districts that if they vote yes, they won't be there again.
Right. So, Steve, I've had a theory on this, that one of the reasons that Nancy Pelosi has not moved on USMCA yet is because she's holding those moderate voters hostage. and say, I will give you a vote on USMCA, but I need your vote on impeachment.
Right.
Because there's nothing else really to be still negotiated over that legislation. It's only up to her as to when she brings it to the floor.
Right.
So for those moderate members who need to show they can actually get something done, she's holding it as leverage, which is a terrible testament to where we are in the city today, that you're actually hurting American workers because you need to try to bribe members to get their vote on impeachment.
Absolutely. But she knows that about 16 or 17 she can let slide. It's going to be the biggest ticket in Washington, D.C. coming up. I guarantee you. Mark Short here, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence. I've had the chance to meet the vice president, your boss, and talk to him on a couple of different occasions. Good guy to work for?
Mike's the best.
Shooter.
I've had the opportunity to work for several people in Washington, D.C., and there's no public servant I admire more than the vice president.
You know, when I consider things that I value in this world, number one on the list, and Ivy would tell you this, is loyalty. And Mike Pence is a loyal, steadfast individual that stands there with this president. He doesn't waver. He sticks to his principles. And even though they may not always agree on everything, he is there taking his back. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Well, he's loyal, but he also really, really admires this president. And I think something that gets underreported is really how close of a personal relationship has come. I can't think of a day they don't start on the phone together and end on the phone together. They talk about what's going to come up, and they review what happened during the day. And it's an incredibly close relationship, and I think he's very proud to stand beside this president.
Pivotal advisor, then.
Well, I think so. I think that this president brings in something the American people were clamoring for, which is an outsider. But
sure.
This vice president has experience in the House, experience in House leadership, experience as a governor. And so there's a lot of things that I think he provides a perspective that the president welcomes.
It shows. Huh. It really does show. All right. Last question, Mark Short. What's the most critical state in 2020 for the Trump-Pence ticket to win?
Well, Steve, I think Michigan, candidly. But I will tell you, as I just said, I think it's, in my mind, it's three. It's Michigan, it's Pennsylvania, and it's Wisconsin. I think all three of those were essential in 2016, traditional Democrat presidential states that flipped. And this president has delivered for them. And so it's important that we may hold on to them.
And maybe Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire. But that's for another day. Mark Short, great privilege talking to you today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. It's the Steve Gerber Show, back after this.